Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from John chapter 3, verse 17. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Police wasted no time. 2 weeks ago, Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office aviation team was called in. Using thermal imaging cameras, they scoured the thick vegetation of the forested area below. Deputies on the ground rushed through the swampy Florida woodland near Tampa. They did this knowing full well the risk of encountering snapping turtles, alligators, and venomous snakes. As they pushed through the reeds and cypress trees, a message came over the radio. A heat signature had been found, and visual confirmation was then made from the helicopter above. The pilot indicated to the officers below that they were now within 80 feet. Body cam footage showed the deputy drawing closer and closer with his arms fully stretched before him, and then he reached out and said, "We were looking for you, sweetheart." They weren't chasing down someone to arrest. They were there to rescue them. They found a 5-year-old girl with autism who had wandered off and got lost in the swamp. He then carried the smiling child to safety. Now, was that the story you were expecting? Usually when we hear of a police search, it's either for an escaped criminal or a fleeing suspect. Only a few weeks earlier, in January, the Miami Herald reported that a potentially dangerous manhunt took place under very similar circumstances in a Florida swamp near Lakeland. So here's what makes what John tells us leap right off the page. Consider for a moment your sins. Now, if you can't think of any, well, stop the podcast and come back when you do. Okay, I'm betting that you're still here. Those things that bring us guilt and shame weigh heavy on our hearts and often keep us up at night. Now take a look at the wickedness of the world that also surrounds us. So here we are in the midst of the dark swamp of our transgressions. And we didn't wander into this mess innocently. No, we waded in even deeper with every sin in thought, word, and deed. When the police in Lakeland apprehended the fleeing suspect, he was lying down in the slimy water of the swamp, trying his best to hide from the police. The Miami Herald noted, the 6-foot-7-inch man weighing 370 pounds tried hiding in this swamp, but the water wasn't deep enough to cover him. You and I may try to hide our sins, but it never works either. Like that helicopter with thermal imaging, God told Jeremiah, "My eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their sin concealed from my eyes." So why would we then imagine that the Son of God would come for any other reason but to bring us what we deserve? But as John marveled, God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world. God Himself took on our human flesh so that He could wade right into the swampy mess of our lives. He came to take the slime and filth of our sin upon Himself. Jesus came knowing the dangers, not from snakes and alligators, but from sin and Satan. He didn't risk death. He faced it head on, knowing that what was before Him was the cross. When the officer spread his arms, it was to rescue that little girl. When Jesus spread His arms for us on the cross and died, it was to rescue you and me. And here's where it's even more amazing. You and I weren't the innocent little girl in this news story. We were the criminal trying to flee justice. And yet in love, Jesus came to rescue sinners like you and me. And John marvels, God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. The police officer scooped up that grateful little girl and carried her in his arms to safety and tended to her cuts and scrapes and reunited her with her loved ones. In Psalm 40, David sings praise to God, saying, "He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Through faith we stand this day forgiven before Him. He has reunited us to our Heavenly Father, and we are safe in His arms." Let us pray. Loving Savior, thank you for coming to rescue me. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.